Welcome back to Tales from Shangir, your official channel for mysterious and wonderful fiction. In this story podcast, the author reads you his stories directly. In addition, we'll talk about some of the techniques employed in the stories. This is Season 0, Episode 4. This 350-word story is part of a form called flash fiction. And one of the constraints is the story can't be longer than 350 words. This story is copywritten in 2020. You can read this story and more like them at the website lcrwriters.org/DSWB. This particular story would be classified as science fiction. And it's entitled, You Are Cordially Invited. And the story goes back from the heady days when small furry creatures from Alpha Centauri were real small furry creatures from Alpha Centauri. Carl Sagan once remarked how conditions required to make humans on Earth were unique. Aliens would more likely be vastly different. Visiting, they might want to get to know us better. If you know what I mean. In any case, let's go and listen to the story called You Are Cordially Invited. Skittlehopper was engrossed in reading two books sitting on the bed in Dalton's bedroom. Of course, having eight arms and two brains helped with this enormously. Dalton's parents long ago recognized their only son was in serious need of companionship. So when they saw the ad for hosting an exchange student, they jumped at the opportunity. They might not have been so enthusiastic if they'd bothered to read the small print, particularly the parts about the exchange student originating from Proxima Centauri. But Dalton fell in love with him at once, and in the end, his parents relented. They even got used to his rather pungent odor. The tan, furry creature looked up from his books. Skittlehopper's voice had a raspy quality to it. What are you looking at? Dalton held up his data pad. It's an invitation to a Halloween party. Looking perplexed, Skittlehopper put down both his books. What's hollow whatever? Halloween, Dalton slid next to his pal to explain. It's a holiday where everybody gets dressed up in a costume like monsters. And they go around hunting for candy. We have similar events at home, too, he chittered. We do go out hunting, only no candy is involved. What kind of costume were you planning on wearing? Flipping through the pages on his pad, Dalton stopped at a rubber suit labeled Creature from the Black Lagoon. He held it up so Skittlehopper could see. Nice, the alien replied gleefully. Do you want to come? Sounds like fun. Dalton was overjoyed. He didn't have any friends to go trick-or-treating with, so Skittlehopper joining him would be a welcome event. Let's try and find you a costume. That won't be necessary, Skittlehopper laughed. His fur started to move. 5 seconds later, it had all been reabsorbed into his now black skin. 2 dozen tentacles replaced Skittlehopper's arms. The alien's ever-present sunglasses fell to the floor, revealing a horrifying set of glowing red eyes. He screeched like an owl with a serious case of laryngitis. Dalton smiled. Cool! And that is a story called You Are Cordially Invited. It's one of those stories where you need to show the protagonist thinking. And in this case, the protagonist's thoughts are all expressed in the dialogue. You don't get to see Skittlehopper's internal thinking. You don't get to see any of Dalton's internal thinking. Everything that is shown to you about their thinking is expressed to each other and in the open. And the funny thing about that kind of thing is when you know what your character is clearly going to do next, when you take the time to show your protagonist figuring out a solution and planning the next step, then your readers don't get thrown out of the story, thinking to themselves, why the heck did they do that? When you can see emotionally and rationally the decisions that cause your protagonist to do things, then you understand what's going to happen next. So with our story, when we see Dalton picking out a costume, of course, it's going to only be logical that Skittlehopper is going to pick out a costume too. Only the surprise in this story is that Skittlehopper can polymorph and he can make his own costume. But still, that kind of thing and the motivation behind that, despite the fact that it's a little risky and even to a certain extent outlandish, makes sense. And even a foolish course of action would make sense because your readers get to see it in process. And as long as your readers get to see it in process and they understand what the decision is and why the protagonist wants to take those risks, then it makes nice sense. It's the classic case of cause and effect. You see the cause first before you actually see the effect, or in this case, the polymorph. But you are cordially invited. Now, I hope you'll come back next week for more Tales from Shangir. Until then, enjoy.